Life Beside Christ podcast. We got a lot to cover. I don't think we're going to get to all of it today. But we wanted to start off with, once again, we'll go through our email, lifebesidechristpod@gmail.com. That's pod@gmail.com. First off, we'll start off by, I know everybody's very curious what happened right before we started. And I finished my frozen pizza. Yeah. So things are going well. We got frozen pizza. We've got
shirt wide open, unbuttoned.
A Chris Bryant jersey, unbuttoned. A diet Mountain Dew. So we're living well.
It also seems, it feels to me like a while since we recorded.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it just seems like it's been,
it's probably been
forever.
A month.
Well, I mean, it has, but I'm just saying it feels like it's a bit longer.
Yeah.
It feels like a month. Yeah, just so much has happened in our lives. Like, no, there's not.
Well,
much.
Since the last recording, there's been two car accidents.
Yes.
among the group.
That Saturday, recorded, and I went to County Market.
Okay.
Me and Isabel got some Triscuits and some mango and slices.
Pickles.
And the Triscuits didn't survive, steaks. But the pickles did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're all good, though.
All good.
Yep.
The car's not, but not all good.
Yeah. He's still dumb, but...
Yeah. I got an excuse.
He's
all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did get a few replies, which we appreciate very much. This first reply disagreed with me, but that's okay. Fine. I'm not hurt. Ask me if I'm hurt. I'm not. So I'll read that. That was on the music disagreement that the three of us have.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was like a complete disagreement. I think we're all generally like agreeing that
stuff. Disagree.
I mean, that there's, I think, things in our life, music, TV shows, just stuff like that, that as Christians, we kind of agreed to stay away from a little bit, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will not say, and I think this will go for everything that we read.
Yeah.
Not, unless you email us and say, hey, say my name. Yeah. But we'll keep names out of it. So this email on the music said, I'm Team Levi with those two songs. We getting shirts?
Team Levi, Team Ooh. Carter, Team Brady.
It'd be so awkward when there were no Team Levi shirts.
Yeah.
That's fine. Or just there's no shirts.
At all. Yeah. Like, that was a terrible idea.
We've got 50 shirts. We've got 50 shirts with each of our names on it.
Give it a more.
Yeah.
So this said, I'm Team Levi with those two songs. I think the average person likes to say they're Christians, but have no idea what it takes to get to heaven. They tend to think everyone goes and these songs can perpetrate that by implying you continue to be a rebel in heaven. Just my thoughts. So I agree to a certain extent. I think that, well, I absolutely think that hell has been watered down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we think that it's more like going to jail overnight,
yeah,
rather than what it actually would be like.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I came across a Billy Graham video kind of talking about this. He was saying that people have such the thought that Satan is like the ruler of hell. Like he'll be sitting on the throne in hell. And I think that's what I thought before I understood things too, that he was the king of hell, kind of, or of all. But that's not true. It's his hell too. It's not for him to rule. It's for him to be away from God, and that's why God created hell for him and unbelievers. Sadly,
yeah. Another good comparison is after our squat night. We had squats tonight and leg day, and a lot of people would say that Bulgarian split squats are hell.
Yeah. But, I avoid them at all costs.
That would be watering it down, so yeah. I understand it's not, but it does suck. And then So then we got to the question of where do you see God? That's kind of how we ended the last podcast. Yep. And we got one really good email. I'm going to read the whole thing because I do think the person that sent this in hit on too many good things that I don't want to try and just pick a few things out. So bear with me. I'm not the best reader in the world. None of us are. So let's just do our best to get through this. So where do I see God? The Sunday school answer would be that I see him everywhere, all the time, in everything I do. However, we all know that lying is a sin, so I'm not going to give you that false answer. The sad and honest truth of the matter is that I think I mostly see God where I want to. Not always, but the overwhelming majority of the time, that is the reality. It is easy to see God in good times, but not so much in difficult times. That's a really good...
Yeah, that's
spot on. I'm not saying that I don't see God in difficult times, but maybe I don't always see him right away. Sometimes it takes me time to realize that no matter what, it is part of his greater plan, and I have to trust in it. The reality is that God is sovereign in all things, whether we see it as good or bad. And maturity in our faith enables us to submit to his authority in all things. I think the key to seeing God is to be looking for him in all things. If we don't have our eyes open to his plan and trust in him, then we may never see him. Non-believers may go their whole life and never acknowledge that they see God, even though he has been right there in front of them the whole time. They choose to be blind to him, even though, in my opinion, it is pretty obvious that he exists through simply looking at his creation. Nothing as complex as life, whether as intricate as human or as simple as the smallest insect, could have happened by chance. To me, if you open your eyes to anything and don't see God, then you have chosen to be blind to him. Now, enough rambling, and to answer your original question, where I see God the most is in nature. I spend a lot of time out in it. It is out there that I can put the stresses and interruptions of daily life aside and really focus on God. God can really come into focus when there aren't a lot of things blocking my view. So there were a lot of good things in that email.
Yeah.
The nature one's interesting because we live in this world. Like, I'm pretty sure the last two nights I've gone to bed with a headache from staring at Instagram reels and YouTube and Facebook. So just way too much. And I get caught up in... Mm-hmm. Looking at political videos all night, and it's such an unhealthy thing that we have in life. So the nature, that's really interesting to me.
Yeah. The couple answers we got on Instagram too, it's our Instagram Life Beside Christ podcast on Instagram. You want to check us out there too. I think hearing from people definitely helps us, and even just to hear other people's perspectives and their thoughts when they hear the questions that we talk about, I guess. But we posted on there kind of the same question, just seeing what people would say, and had a response say, kind of goes along with that. So this person said, in creation, I'm always astonished at creation, animals and landforms, and humans, how complex the human eye even is, how science is so detailed to the very atom. I think seeing God's creation in all of its glory points directly to a creator. It seems so obvious. I heard someone say once, claiming creation was an accident is equivalent to thinking the Mona Lisa was created by accidentally spilling paint. Nonsense. And I thought
I like that.
Yeah. It put kind of a little bit more straight to the point, but it's a good analogy, though, too. But it ties into that and seeing creation, all of it, nature.
I will say there's some art that I'm pretty sure they did just spill.
Charge you $50,000. Someone did, yeah.
Geniuses.
Yeah. And then we had another response on there saying, in my daughter and out on the farm. So kind of similar answers there. And I had another person tell me in person that they see it with who they work with, the kids that they work with, which I thought was another good point. And like I work at elementary school, so I'm around kids all day too. And after that, I was like, you know, like that makes a lot of sense. Even though that's not where my mind went initially, I thought it was kind of like a, duh, it's right in front of you. Why wouldn't it be?
Mm-hmm. But, in my daughter one's a good one.
Yeah.
Now I get that a little more now that we have an 8-month-old. As you see, well, I mean, the very beginning, you go to the first appointment, there's a heartbeat. You're like, this, well, that's impossible.
It's crazy. I mean, yeah, I don't right. think
I could have done that.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could argue that, yes, you did it. Just like all things in life. I mean, yeah. How much do we control? But that's a kind of a side point. But yeah, the point is, I absolutely understand the daughter. Mm-hmm. And then in the farm, that's interesting again, because it seems like places where your mind is clear from electronics a lot of times you get away from that.
Yeah.
Now that's not... There's a lot of good things on social media, though.
Right.
That
most of Billy Graham stuff I come across is on TikTok or YouTube or whatever, so...
Yeah.
I mean, any other Christian...
Never had Billy Graham pop up.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about me, but...
So maybe we kind of give our answers on that. So my initial thought was when I was kind of asking myself this question a few months ago, and I was just kind of like worn down. It was end of wrestling season. I was just busy. I just felt drained. And there are nights, most of the time I come home and it's dark, and I'd on my way into the house, I'd look up and I'd see clear skies, and I'd look up and I'd just see stars, and I'm just like thinking, it's crazy to be able to sit here. And I guess it ties into the creation, but like you're seeing space, I guess. But to me, it was a lot more clear, I guess, at night to like see the stars, see the sky when there were clear nights. And I was like, this is pretty amazing that God created this and everything else around us. And but that was when it was one of those, it was just like, this is where I see God, when there's clear skies, even when there's not, but I'm just saying, like, visually, clear skies, just stars, and I'm just like, that's what God created, and...
I've tried that a couple times during the day.
Look at stars at...
No, the sun.
Like I said, the car wreck.
Yeah. I don't recommend it really the effect, looking at the sun, but...
Yeah.
It gets you.
Mm, yeah.
It's the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go next. Yeah. So a lot of people connect it with nature and outdoors. I can't agree with that, except snakes. Screw them little suckers. They're out and about now. I've seen 3 of them in the past 3 days. Got one of them.
That's 100% of the days.
I'm 100% with the snakes. That's the devil, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
Well. Anyway... I see God day to day. It's springtime, baby, and I see it with planting season, and here soon we'll see little sprouts springing up, and yeah. I mean, to say that humans are doing that is not accurate and true. Yeah. And then that car wreck. It could have been way worse. It could have been a semi pulling out, and I could have been on a motorcycle if mom and dad...
You don't have the license for that, but...
Well, if mom and dad 2 years ago didn't talk me out of it, I would have probably got a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And then the people checking up on me and just all the prayers and all that. So, yeah.
That's a pretty good point. When pretty like drastic things happen in our lives, after the fact, to be able to acknowledge... the situation and the presence of God in different situations is pretty cool, even though maybe what happened wasn't, but to reflect on that afterwards and be able to say, like, God was looking over me there or here.
Yep.
Yeah, Well, I'll go with my answer first, and then I may hit on something from Carter's. But mine, is, it's kind of like that kid that's the last in class, last one to say his answer, and you're like, well, he obviously stole that from the first two people in class. No, but I agree with the nature one, and it's funny you said stars, because I've driven home, 75 degrees out, the window's down, probably George Strait on the radio, and but you see this, the sun coming down, you're like, this is, it's too perfect
right.
to just be from a big bang, and now we all live and then die, and that's it.
Yeah.
What's the purpose? So nature is a good one. And then mine, the other one is the blessings in your life. I think we can tend to be extremely arrogant with what we think we're capable of without him.
Yeah.
And so, like, back to creating Madeline, I mean, all thanks to him for that opportunity.
Yeah.
She's healthy. We had some scares when we had some few tests done, paid for an extra test because they were worried with some health problems. And it is a crazy feeling to pray. I mean, I pray every night regardless, but to just ask him, please be healthy. And then
right.
you're in the delivery room. And that's, I know our women listeners are going to just absolutely tear into me on the emails, but it is so stressful as the guy. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from right. what my wife went through, but to you're just sitting there and you're helpless.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, but at the time you're like, oh my, hope we get through this.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's healthy. But, and then other things like I'm very lucky to have a job that can support the family. I've been very lucky with my health. Or not lucky, my blessings from
yeah.
God. So that's kind of where I see them, is just good and bad things that happen in our life. So like the email said, sometimes the bad things, it takes you later to realize that, well, that's God working, trust in his plan.
Yeah.
But
that's sometimes that's hard. That's a hard thing to do, especially like, as a new Christian, to understand, yeah. like, it doesn't mean just a week to trust in God's plan.
Yeah.
To not just be like, okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready for whatever I think I'm supposed to get kind of thing.
Like, but maybe if you're rear-ended in Chatham.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard
yeah, at that time. Yeah, it could be.
Then you think back
later. Fun situations.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we really get into it, I just want to hit on a couple other things, but I don't want this to come off in, I guess, an arrogant way for our podcast, but it's pretty cool. This is our fourth episode in. It's pretty cool to hear from people that we know, what maybe listening to the podcast or having conversations with other people do in their lives, just because they listen. Well, not, I want to say just because, but in addition to maybe listening to our podcast, I've had people tell me, you know, I went and I got a Bible and I'm reading it, even though like I thought I've always prayed, I've always done this, but I'm actually going to read the Bible now, and I haven't done that for myself yet. Or I've never had someone talk to me about Jesus before, and now I'm talking to coworkers, asking questions. I'm going to church now, reading my own Bible. It's just pretty cool. And I think what this has shown me a little bit is for people out there that are maybe a little timid in sharing with friends, people close to you, like we talked about, like the Unashamed podcast. And was it you or Carter that you said you bought the hat Unashamed?
Oh,
and you
yeah.
said you hope like someone asked you or something like that.
Yeah.
And you had your response already. But like, we do need to be a little bit more, I don't say like advocating for Jesus, but kind of like spreading his word and wanting to do that.
Yeah. When you need to, I feel like Christians in other groups, but in this case, Christians and within their faith tend to just sit back and, well, we'll be quiet about this. And, this is pretty cool if you want to come try this, rather than really trying to push the word and...
Yeah.
Not, I don't want to say push the word.
That, I was going to say, I went the opposite way, and I need to relax on my timing.
And a spread the words better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Carter?
No, sir.
Okay, well, our thought with this episode, so we're recording this the week before Easter. So Easter is just Sunday, and hopefully this is out Sunday morning for listeners. Easter was something that before I started going to church, it was just a holiday with bunnies and Easter eggs. I didn't even know that the holiday was a Christian holiday, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Wait till you learn about Christmas.
So I thought that was, when I learned that, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But understanding that Easter is a holiday, a day that we kind of center around the resurrection of Jesus. So our thoughts for this episode was to center it around Jesus and why we need him, what he did for all humans, and what we gain from following him, I guess.
Can I circle back real quick?
Yeah.
Sorry, you were on a roll.
Nah, I was ready to go.
It was in a groove, but I had two things that popped up. The first thing was the person that emailed us. I texted them as I was talking about their email to ask for their permission. I didn't think about that till we started, but yeah. This person said, "Go ahead and use their email. No problem. Read it." And at the end, well, they said use their name if we want. I think we just hold off for now. There may be someday we.
Yeah.
But what he okay, I gave you a hint. 50% of the population. he said, "It's all for the glory of God. So do whatever is needed." Like that's. I mean, obviously, I was texting you about a Christian podcast, but that's a really interesting sentence.
Yeah.
That's some good foresight. The other thing was...
Ties right into stuff I had written down.
Oh, well, I'm going to throw you off with this
transition. All right, go ahead.
I don't know why tonight I'm stuck on... I've kind of hit on free will versus God's plan. So I'm going to run with it real quick. For new Christians or even mature Christians may find this interesting. But very early on, so I wasn't skeptical that God existed. Yeah. But you two have seen me in Bible study as I argued with Dad for no reason because I was cranky.
Yeah.
But we can get into that at some other time. But I brought up I called him during work and I asked about free will and trying to figure out how much control God really has.
Yeah.
And my example was, well, couldn't you just shoot yourself, in this example, and end it? And as I said that, I was like, well, yeah. I mean, you can.
Yeah.
But there's also a really good chance that he keeps you alive. You don't die and end it. And you either end up living a horrible life of no quality, or it's used for something else.
Yeah.
Positive and in that life. So we may even cut this out of the podcast, but I don't know why my brain's stuck on it, but it is. And happy Easter.
Yep. Okay.
Now you can go on, Bill.
Okay. No, just, make sure. So my thought was this is, I think we talked about this in the first couple episodes. My introduction to Jesus, my introduction to Christianity was fairly different than your guys's, in that you guys kind of were like raised in a Christian house, like maybe weren't completely all in at the beginning, but got there. Where me, it was like I said, like I didn't even know until I started going to church and stuff like that, that Easter was completely a religious, a Christian holiday. Mm-hmm. That's what it's for. So we're talking about why we need Jesus. So my thought went to starting at the beginning in Genesis. I believe on the sixth day he created Adam, correct? All right. Sixth day, God created Adam and then created Eve from a rib bone of Adam. And I think this is another thing. I wouldn't say it's watered down, but the Adam and Eve storyline, so to speak, I think kind of gets mocked or like made fun of in different ways. Movies, TV shows, whatever. I think it kind of, I don't know. But going back to that, so God created the world, Adam and Eve, and there wasn't sin in the world until Adam and Eve were tempted. Were tempted by Satan, which brought evil into the world and to all humans. And one thing that I kind of thought about was if Adam and Eve, the first two humans to live, fell into sin, then I think it's pretty safe to say that no matter what two humans were there, the same result would have happened. Because we are humans, we all fall short of the glory of God.
You think Steve and Abby would have fallen short as well?
Yeah, you're right. Assuming not real people, you're just making up names. Just to clarify, Steve and Abby. Yes. Steve and Abby, we're not attacking you. Yeah. But my point being that no matter what two humans were there, I think would have made the same choices and sinned. And as a new believer or a non-believer, the word sin, like, there was such a, before I kind of came to be a Christian, the word sin held, like, such a dark undertone that to me, as, like, an outsider from the beginning, it seemed more like a theatrical word or, like, a scare tactic. It was just like, oh, people just use that word to get something out of it. But that's not the case, and sin is a really important thing that we have to understand. So I think understanding sin after Adam and Eve brought evil into the world. Well, is that right? They didn't bring evil into the world. Satan fell from heaven. I guess he technically brought it into the world. But Romans 3:23 tells us, so Paul is writing in Romans, for all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. And so that's all humans. And that's why I think, like I said, I think any two humans that were in the Garden of Eden would have sinned, fall short of the glory of God, because we all do every day. We all lie. We all have lustful thoughts. We all steal. We're gluttons. We covet. We gossip. We have pride. And starting there, again, Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. So that doesn't just mean physically on this earth. That means away from God for eternity. So I think that, like a lot of the Old Testament, if you sinned, you sacrificed something. And Leviticus lays out, if you did this, then you sacrifice a lamb and an ox or something like that. So it's different for each, I guess, in that sense. But I think we talked about it in the Bible study, and your dad said, now there's kind of a different meaning to this, but sin is sin in a way. Like, if we sin, it doesn't matter how big or small, it's still sin. And because we sin, we fall short of the glory of God, and that means hell. So in that sense, sin is sin. And that applies to all sin, like you said, in Leviticus and Deuteronomy and those books, it lays out, again, what you do for this sin, what you sacrifice. But we get to the New Testament, all that changes. But sin is thoughts, words, or actions that fall short of what God is asking us to do, And by that, we fall short of the glory. Now, I also kind of taken this from Billy Graham. Sin, each sin will be judged accordingly, but for the sake of sin, I guess, it's no matter if you tell a little lie to your neighbor, it's still as much of a sin as it is murdering somebody or committing adultery. It's still sin, is my point with that. And I guess we don't necessarily know the weight of that sin, because that's for God to decide and for Him to judge us by.
Are you, I don't want to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Because I think you've got a real game plan here. Do you go into Romans 3:24 in your...
No, I did not.
So when you said Romans 3:23, I found that interesting and looked into it. The next verse says, "And all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus."
Yeah, that ties go right into the... What
we're... Yeah, I mean, that's perfect for the time that we're coming up on. So kind of on your talk about sin,
mm-hmm.
is it can all be forgiven. That's the good news. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just making that sacrifice in a different way and repenting and starting to live that life.
Yeah. And kind of going with that, going back to the Bible study that we were doing at your guys' house. So we had the Bible studies like kind of outlining sin equals death without Christ. Because, and that's why Jesus came. The people of that time couldn't keep up with the sacrifice, and God knew that, so He sent His Son for us, and He said, "I'll be that sacrifice," mm-hmm. instead of... But I remember all of us having this same thought that, especially as a new believer, people just learning the Word, and I specifically remember you saying this, where you said, "Well, I'm sure I'm going to hell. I know I'm going to hell now." Just because we were like, I can't stop sinning. Like, we can't go through the day without sinning. And how is God going to forgive, you know, how often, whether I'm cussing, thoughts that I have, actions that I have, you know, stuff like that are due.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was funny because we all kind of had that thought. And I'm sure it's a pretty common thought for people new to learning God's Word and understanding it a little bit better.
Especially if you're older and you're like,
yeah,
my past is not awesome.
Yeah.
But that's...
Again, yeah, that's definitely a whole other conversation.
Yeah, right.
You know, in itself. And that's a good point, because it kind of ties into maybe what we were starting, or what I was starting off before we really got into this. But I think we mentioned it in the last episode. I think people get scared a little bit to check out the Bible or say, "Well, I can't follow Jesus if that's His standard with everything that I've done in my past." Well, that's the opposite. I think one of us said in the first episode, it's not the healthy that needs a doctor, but the sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like,
because all the things you've done in your past, yeah, that you need Him.
And that's why you need Him. Like, don't let that keep you away from coming to Christ, which is a really good
It shouldn't be a
thing to understand.
Overwhelming thing. It should be kind of a inviting, like, "Oh,
yeah,
I still got a chance."
Right.
Like, here's my opportunity. I was just going to say, sin is kind of us, our free will, and just going our own way.
Mm-hmm.
Not with God, but I didn't have too much with that. So, just the separation of God, us going our own way.
Yeah.
Is as simple as that.
So, then kind of moving along, and as Brady said, only God can forgive our sins. And He knows our hearts. He is with us. He lives in our hearts. He knows everything we've done, all that we've done, But again, he's the only one that can forgive us for those sins. And that's why we needed Christ. He was the perfect sacrifice for every human's sin. And that's not like a punch card where you get, okay, you get 10 sins, and then once you get to that 11th, you're out. No. Now, with that being said, we're not, which I guess we'll get to in repenting, but it's a change of heart too. Like you're not purposely sinning. You're not doing stuff on purpose, saying, oh, well, I'm covered because I believe in Jesus and I can do this.
And he knows your heart. It's, not, you can't go out there and kill a bunch of people and be like, well, I did it.
Yeah.
I mean.
But that's even small, like, I guess in our terms, smaller. Right, like if lying was something that we struggle with, and we're saying, well, I don't kill people, but I mean, lying, lying's not anything, so I can do that all day. Like it'll never be on the level of killing somebody. It's the opposite. It still matters just as much.
Yeah,
and you're not gonna trick him.
Yeah, you can try.
Well, I think that's what you're trying to prove with sin is sin. I mean, it's I don't know. We don't judge
it. So the message here today sin is sin. Shirts?
To an extent, yeah. Shirts. So that's why Jesus came, the Son of God, to earth. He came here. He taught the word, the Old Testament, what we know as the Old Testament now. He taught that to people and even to Pharisees who were supposed to, and they were, I guess, the scholars of the text. He just knew it a lot better because it was his creation, I guess. The Bible is the Word of God, and Jesus is the Son. Again, this is another thing that we struggle with in the Bible study was the Holy Trinity. And that one, we might still be on that one, which is a tough thing to understand. But he came, he served, and he showed love to so many people that at that time, a lot of the people in those areas didn't think deserved the love that he showed them, the kindness that he showed them, and the things that he did for those people. And I think one really important thing I said there was that he served. He came here to serve, and he says that multiple times. He wasn't like, I'm here, give me everything I want, give me all your nicest things, and worship me here on this earth and at my feet. Like, that's not what he was here for. So he came, he did all that stuff, and was martyred, I guess is the right word, by the Romans, by the Pharisees and Sadducees of the Jewish law and all this stuff, and kind of getting to what Easter's about. He was crucified on that cross, and there's so many different things to talk about, even just on his time on the cross. There's so many different things you could talk about that the Bible talks about and could be whole other messages in itself.
That's another thing that I think gets watered down.
Yeah.
I stubbed my toe today and it hurt so bad. And that is so, I mean, what percentage of that compared to the pain and suffering that he went through?
Yeah.
And knowing what he had to go through.
Yeah.
Ahead of time. So it's
living his whole life knowing.
Yeah. Yeah. That, right.
And then actually doing it is, there's no other human that could ever do that.
No, it's incredible. So when we're this time of the year, at all times, but this is typically when we're thinking about it, keep in mind how serious that love has to be to go through that sacrifice. And what's the movie? Passion of the Christ?
Okay, yeah, I you guys have talked about that a lot. I still haven't watched it.
It is, it's hard to watch for that reason.
Yeah.
It's really good, but yeah, that one's, it's hard to watch. So just keep that in mind during this time, all times, like I said, but especially now, is how loved we are and wanted for him to go through that for us.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy even just to think about, but to see that would be something completely mm-hmm. different and hard to even understand what you're seeing, I guess, especially for his disciples who never, well, they did leave his side, I guess, at times, but for 3 years,
yeah.
traveled that area of the world and were like, at that point, they were like brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
To see that and understand that he knows what he's doing, I guess, as he's dying on the cross would be something unreal to see.
Him asking God and I have to do this?
Like, yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, and then even on the cross saying, forgive them, they know not what they're
That's
doing.
That's amazing to
it's
me.
It's just like,
yeah.
There's no way to me that any person that would be faking that, I guess, trying to be a false
mm-hmm.
Christ, false prophet, in that sense. There's no way to me in that sense that anybody else would be nailed to that cross and say, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing or who they're doing it to.
No. It's way easier to scam people out of money and tell them what they want to hear than it is to
mm-hmm.
actually go through what he went through. Now, I'm not saying they need to go get crucified, but...
right. But if Jesus came here looking for worldly things and valued things on earth, there were much different ways to go about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something a lot of people say, well, history can say that Jesus was a person, that he was real, but there's not a ton of evidence about this and that, and the Bible was written so many years after and collected. I think that's another episode for maybe another time, and I think your dad would be a good one to have on
mm-hmm.
for that one, but there's a lot of very strong evidence for the Bible and Jesus' life and his divinity. So, he died on the cross, and then what Easter is the day that he rose from the dead in the tomb. They checked the tomb. It's empty. So the resurrection of Jesus is kind of the celebration of what Easter's supposed to be about.
Just that by his death on the cross,
mm-hmm.
Jesus took upon himself the judgment that we deserve. I mean, he took away our sin. That was the point.
Yeah.
So that we can make it to heaven. Otherwise, I mean, like we said, we deserve hell just off sinning. But that was the point of his death. And that's why it needed to happen. But
yeah. And again, going back to even now, it's hard to, at times, but especially as a new Christian or someone who maybe doesn't consider themselves a Christian, to understand that Jesus is God. So it's not like he just sent
mm-hmm.
some random human and forced him to do this.
Yeah.
God died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for us.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I will take your punishment. Not I'll send a human to take your punishment. You know, he said, I will take your punishment for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a couple things which I was going to kind of get into next, that by him taking that sacrifice for us, dying on the cross, there's a couple things that we still have to do to
mm-hmm.
I guess earn, I hate saying earn, but to get to heaven.
I don't know,
to be able to spend an eternity with God. So 3 things: repent, be baptized, and have faith in God and his word. We cannot earn our way to heaven. We do good things and treat others with love because we're trying to be an image of God. We're trying to be an image of Jesus, which we talked about in the last episode a little bit. We're not trying to do it because we think, if I do this good thing, that's a check mark by my name for how many good things I've earned, a tick by my name for, okay, Carter has 20 good things done this year, mm-hmm. and Levi only has 5. Like, it's not, that's not how it works.
Right.
We do the good things because we understand what Jesus came here for, and we're trying to be like Jesus and accepting his love and spreading his love through that.
Mm-hmm.
So repenting was another thing, kind of like with sin, that was like a very like in-your-face kind of word, like, to me anyways. And maybe it's a little intimidating to hear, like, you need to repent now. Like, it's just, yeah, kind of like, it was a kind of a scary word to try to understand. But repenting is a change of heart that brings us closer to God, turning away from sin and turning to God for forgiveness. So, like we talked about, it's a change of heart. God lives in our heart. He understands us. He knows that we all struggle with sin, no matter what it is. But we have to be the ones that decide, I need to stop doing this, or I need to turn away from this sin, and it needs to get better for or because of God's love. Like, it's through him that we're able to do things, so we have to be able to not do things that don't please him. And again, he's the only one that can forgive those sins. And if we're not truly repenting, he knows that.
I was just reading Matthew 27, which is, it's really long, but it's the process of Jesus being crucified, convicted, all that. So I was just going to say, I'm not going to read it today out loud. I mean, I read it and I'll read it again tonight, I imagine. But please, now that we've found out people have bought Bibles, they're listening to us, they get your Bible app, anything, please grab it and read that. Because, like I said earlier, it's so watered down. I think we take it for granted, like we do most things with him. So take the time to read that when you get a chance. And see what he really did for us.
Yeah. It's, again, it's one of those things that would be hard to see, but it's still tough at times when you're, you know, spending time with God, reading the Bible, reading his word, praying, and just even just imagining what that would be like is tough. The only other thing I was going to say was, In line with repenting, not repenting and turning away from sin is basically saying, I don't need the sacrifice that God gave all of us. You're saying, I don't need that, which would be a lie, or it wouldn't be true. And by saying that, you're saying, I don't need God to live on this earth. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to go to hell. I don't have to go to heaven. I can do what I want.
I was thinking, like, the flip side of that, if you think your sin is so bad that you can't be saved, you're saying Jesus' sacrifice wasn't good enough. It's like, well, that sounds awful. True, right? So, good enough.
Yep. And, again, we'll all be judged on our lives and our sins and our accounts. But those things shouldn't stop us from turning to God and turning to Jesus now, in those times, even after the fact. And even now, like, as a believer, it doesn't, like, it's not like, okay, God's like, okay, you believe in me, you can't sin anymore. That's not true. You do. We all do every day. And so it's important that when we recognize that we've sinned, we have to turn to God and ask for his forgiveness and grow that relationship with him.
That's what, there's a couple things one of our preachers at Linville always says. One is, now that you've repented and accepted the Lord, now it gets a whole lot harder.
Yeah.
Which I had always listened to. I was like,
I thought the same exact thing.
I don't know if that's true, but I mean, he was right.
That's how it went for me. It was, man, this is to me, it was like, oh, this is so cool. Like this,
I won.
Yeah. You're on fire. You're on fire. You're on fire. And
I'm on fire. Ricky Bobby, you know I'm on fire.
Oh, man. But you're on fire. And then even you're praying, you're reading your Bible, and it's like maybe a week or a day or a month, and it just kind of like, in a way, it kind of like feathers out.
Gets watered down.
Yeah. Yeah. And and then you're like, where, what do I do? Like, I don't know what to do. And you're like struggling with things. You're saying like to yourself, like, oh, I don't see God as much in what I'm doing. I don't hear him as much in my prayer and in his word, which is a pretty, I guess, real thing that I definitely like went through as a newer Christian, and maybe just understand that that might be kind of how things go for others is good to know, I guess. Yeah. Even though it might not.
The other thing is, I know people sitting at home listening to this were just waiting for the second thing this preacher says. Can you two, have you figured out the preacher I'm talking about? You don't have to say his name, but
I'm in between two.
I think
well, we've
so.
Only got three. Four. This is the word of God, and we can trust it to be true.
Okay, yeah.
We all know now. But if he's listening, well, if anybody from Linville's listening, they know. That's like a, I don't know, it's kind of a silly little thing he adds at the end, but I appreciate it. I had never, I mean, it doesn't have to be said, maybe not, but quite frankly, I just look forward to hearing it every now and then. But it's a good point. It's unrelated to our Easter message here, but it is the word of God. And it's not just some book. There's a reason it's the bestseller. And I mean, everybody, you would think, you'd hope, wants to hear the word of God. And
yeah. And I think that's maybe another topic, but I think people who aren't Christians have, especially if they're against Christianity, they're so, I don't want to like generalize people, but
no, let's do it, yeah.
People, a lot of people, and I would, there were times where like before I, like when I was in high school, I hear people on both sides say this or that, and I'm like, okay, I could maybe see that, but a lot of people will say that you can't trust the Bible. There's not a lot of evidence. If he was real, why would this happen? Why would that happen? But like I said, I think there's a lot of evidence other than just the Bible that...
Yeah, we ought to discuss bad things happening to good people and good things.
Like Carter said in the book of Job. In the last episode. Job, yep.
G-O-B.
Job. No, it is Job. But it's spelled like Job. All right. Anything else? I know it's not... It wasn't super, like, Easter-y. I talked a lot about, like, the sin in the beginning. But I think that's important to understand that, like, that's why we need Jesus. That's why he died on the cross for us. That's why he rose 3 days later. And it covers us.
Mm-hmm.
So we good with that?
Yeah. I got a fun fact, though.
Okay.
You guys want to hear a fun fact?
I love Carter's fun facts. We should do it in our own segment.
Shirts?
Yeah.
Shirts, of course.
All right. So, found out today that the egg is a symbol of spring and new life, and the early Christians symbolized the egg with the resurrection, and the empty shell was a metaphor for Jesus' tomb being empty. Fun fact.
Historians out there, please fact check him.
I've been in a car wreck, but I just found that on the interwebs.
No, that is interesting. I just thought eggs were for protein, but...
That's true. Well, that's what they said. They said that they would Lent with eggs. And so, once Easter came, they were bussing up them eggs.
Mm.
Now, that That one might be a little more.
That was, yeah. No, I think that's how it was said in the article. Yeah, it
definitely said that.
Bussing
too.
Up.
Bussing up the legs, yeah.
All right. Well, something we've been doing, and I think we like and enjoy, and it kind of sparks some more conversations, is having a little bit of a question discussion at the end of our episodes. And I got a question for us, or just like a discussion topic for us today. Now, when I say favorite, I don't mean like you only believe that book, whatever. Other than Jesus, of the stories and the people that are in the Bible, who's one that, like, I guess you would consider like your favorite or like a go-to, one that you might relate to or just like the story of?
Assuming we do get answers and emails to this.
Yeah. Please, I think sorry, go ahead.
Paul has got to be the betting favorite, right?
Yeah.
Now. What are we setting the odds at?
Oh, man.
Minus 1,500? But now it's kind of skewed because now somebody wants...
Yeah, now special. You heard him yeah. say,
well,
Paul.
It's off.
But hopefully, like, we want to hear from other people. Emails, Instagram, whatever. We definitely want to hear from people, but we'll talk about it and maybe send us your thoughts.
Ooh, I like that little... But yeah, please send emails, messages. You can text any of us, call any of us. Criticism is great, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way that this last hour went perfect. So,
yeah,
whatever you guys need to say, or if you've got topics you want to hear, questions you want us to research and talk about, please reach out. Don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
So do you want to answer this now or next time? I thought we'd talk about it now, but if you want to wait till next time, we can.
I don't have one in mind.
Well, you went with Paul. I assumed that
would
be...
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was my betting favorite. I knew one of you would say Paul.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say Paul because that's... Like, I think that's... I guess it might be my favorite, but that seems like the too obvious answer.
But, I mean, his story is... It's pretty impactful when you read it and understand it. And plus, he's got, what, 22 books in the New
Testament?
Who's
the hairy one?
That's who I thought of.
That's
hairy one.
I thought you'd be the hairy one, and I could be the skinny... Non-hairy.
What are we talking about? I don't know if I know what you're talking about.
Oh, gosh darn it.
Are we talking about the Brothers of Thunder or whatever?
Whoa.
The
no, Sons whoa. Of
Thor. He's talking about Thor.
Yeah.
No.
Avengers.
That's what they call them. The Brothers of Thunder or Sons of Thunder. James and John.
I'm literally Googling.
No,
pretty
Harry.
Sure that's what it was.
No, you're way off. Hairy guy in the Bible.
That'll come
Harry
up.
Hairy guy in the Bible. I Noah?
No.
Hairy hands.
Esau.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no, my favorite is Paul.
Oh, man. Okay.
So there was no reason for me to bring up Esau, besides I relate with body hair. But no, I mean, Paul is my favorite. Just when you're doing something, even if it seems like a small sin... Mm-hmm. Compared to what he did, which, I mean, I think we all have most of the story in our head of what he was doing.
Yeah, I mean, he was killing early believers and
right.
had a change of heart.
So, it's such a, and obviously God had a plan for him.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why he's the one of the favorites to learn from, because as low as you feel, there was somebody just like that completely changed his life and lived his life for Christ.
Yeah.
Maybe even life beside Christ.
A life beside Christ.
Shirts.
We're big on the shirts, even though Brady's not in the mood for wearing a shirt tonight.
Jerseys?
Straight out.
Oh,
Carter?
Hi. I'm going to stick with my boy, Job.
Let's just make sure, like... People who have maybe haven't read that his name is Job, but just understand that that's...
Yeah, and I got to go to my Job at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, just, I guess just looking up to that. I mean...
I don't know the story of Job.
Well.
Do you guys know?
Yeah. It was one of the first ones that, like, the full story that I read, and I think your dad talked about.
I think Dad talked about it, yeah.
Sorry, I don't listen to him.
He was talking about it in a sermon once, and like, you can go ahead and explain it in a snapshot if you want.
Well, he had a lot of stuff, and pretty much lost all that stuff and got sick. And his wife turned on him and said something. I don't want to quote it, but...
Well, yeah, so he had thousands and thousands of livestock.
Acres and...
And yeah, family.
Had it all.
He was a very, like, well-respected man. But he was, from what the Bible tells us, like, his whole life was very devoted to God. And Satan said, well, of course he worships you because look at everything you've given him. And he's like, okay, well, go take that away. You can take that away from him, but just don't touch him. And goes and kills all his livestock and his sons. And then he gets...
PETA would not have been happy.
They would have been... Yeah, something would have happened, I'm sure. But then he gets sick and his wife turns away from him. I think she ends up dying too.
Yeah, I thought it was kids.
Yeah,
also.
I think all three of his sons died, and then his friends come and they say, just turn and curse God, and all this will go away. And he's like, no.
It was like waves of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kept, like, I don't know if it's every day or what. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's a good favorite.
So then he stays, like, devoted to God and loves, and then God repays him back, basically multiplied. For his unwavering.
I'm proud of you
faith.
For knowing that, because I did not know the story. See, so it is worth noting that I still have a lot to learn. So anybody out there thinking that that we're ahead of you in our Bible and Christianity maturity, just know that I didn't know who Job was.
I don't even know how to say his name or spell it. Either one. The story's good.
So, I actually had written down that Paul and Job would be the first two off the board.
Oh, wow.
What a call.
I should have done a draft.
Then I had an honorable mention of David, King David. Mm. David and Goliath, that story. Mm-hmm. So, that was one that was, like, right there for me. But the one I wrote, or I had in mind, was Peter. Now, have you guys watched The Chosen?
I haven't gotten all the way through it.
It's so good. Obviously, it's hard to perfectly reenact the lives of Jesus and his disciples, but Chosen, they do a good job staying really close, really on top of the wording of the Bible and what things actually happen. They're not doing it for theatrical works. But they do a good job portraying Peter, I think, and he's kind of like the unpredictable, like, gets really angry, upset, frustrated with things, struggles with wanting things to go right and out of his control, and he kind of struggles with those kind of things, but he's also one of the...
Like Brady playing golf.
He's also, I mean, we all do it, though. We all get super fresh. Well, I'll speak for myself, I guess. I'm
like, yeah, speak for yourself.
Three.
I think he's a pretty relatable guy and disciple of Jesus that I think a lot of people could probably relate to. So send us your guys' thoughts, even if it's someone that we talked about. Maybe just say why and share with us. It could be more than one if you want it to be. Or someone we didn't even get close to mentioning, like Ruth or something. I guess.
Well,
I
mentioned now you mentioned.
Yeah, well.
I know somebody was going to say Ruth.
Yeah, so let us know. And we would like to hear from you guys.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Move on. Go to sleep. Watch the NBA game. Thank you, guys.
Happy Easter.